B-Pod Studios.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe we're back.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
I hate this show.
It's not exactly the Breakfast of Champions, but...
It's hurtful and untrue.
Don't be so grouchy.
It's too early.
I need some coffee.
Must be time to start a new day.
It's showtime, baby.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is kind of cold out there this morning, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
I
was going to wear my, I love this time of year because I get to choose between my winter coat and my winter vest. And I was like, oh, do I get to wear my winter vest because it's, like, going to be nice out? And then I looked, I'm like, 28 degrees? So I wore my winter coat and I was
sad. I know. Hank and I have the same deal. You know, we call each other every morning and say, what are you wearing today?
We do. Snow pants today,
really,
Martin.
You guys approve those things?
Yep.
All right.
We can pre-approve. Okay, so stuff we got coming up on a program today. Vasectomies are way up during March Madness. And apparently this happens every year. Cover that for you here this morning.
There's Bird's Eye's out with the report that bags of frozen peas are going like crazy.
Yes, way, way, way up. Let me see. We got the bracket song. We got, you know how fans of Duke are sometimes...
Obnoxious?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Why? Did I say that out loud?
During
sorry, March Cadillac. Madness.
We got a Duke bracket song for you this morning. Yeah. By the way, I just reading yesterday. This is the 100th year of the National Football League coming up.
Wow. How should we celebrate?
I don't know. Maybe try to get Gronk come back. That was one of the stories that was going around yesterday.
You can't do that. If you say you were going to retire, don't be like Cher and Barbara Streisand. Retire.
Okay. And opening day is coming up this week. Everybody's getting ready for that.
That's
here.
Hard to believe. Baseball.
Yeah, I know what baseball is.
Okay,
yeah.
We got
when's
movies.
Halftime.
You went glassy-eyed. I just wasn't sure.
Movies and ratings of movies, and when is the right time to let your kids go to a movie that you think might be a little rough?
Like a horror movie. What's the age that you would take your kid to a horror movie? You know.
Because
10? 15? 35?
Yeah, really.
Do you think the ratings, the movie ratings are fairly accurate? There's a reason why it's, you know, rated R, you got to be 17.
And all that
and
stuff, yeah.
PG-13, you got to be 13.
Okay, so we got to cover all that for you this morning. We'll take your recommendations on this. And all of this is coming up right here. And don't forget, we have Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in just about 12 minutes right here at WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so I would imagine that this has happened in one time or another. Pretty much every lady who is listening to the program this morning, and it happened to you this morning, right?
Yeah, okay. I had a situation where I felt like I was in a little bit of danger, and
the
man in the area was not helpful. So here's what happened. I pull up to the station today, and it's like 4:30 in the morning. It's dark. There's nobody around.
Right.
Except there's a man standing outside the front doors of the studio.
Do you recognize this man?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
It's just a young-ish guy. So at the same time I pull in, a guy from one of the other stations pulls in. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to dilly-dally. I'm going to get out and walk in with him because I don't know who this guy is.
Sure.
It's 4:30 in the morning, blah, blah, blah. So the guy, he sees me. I mean, he hightails it into the studio. I'm like, I had to hustle. And so he goes and opens the first door and, honest to God, didn't hold it open for me while I'm standing now next to the strange man who then opens the door for me and follows behind me. And so then we're in the little portal right there before
need the pass to get in.
It's kind of like the hyperbaric chamber.
So I'm sitting here, so there's a strange man with me and this other guy who works down the hall. He opens the other door, holds it a little bit for me, and then this other strange man walks in with me. Then he goes to the second door you have to get in. So you notice that there's a couple of security things. People don't want people walking in this building if you don't know them.
Exactly.
He walks into the second and just... The door shuts.
Maybe you had to go to the bathroom or something.
It doesn't matter. I'm a woman alone in an office at 4:30 in the morning with a strange man. Then the strange man says to me, hey, Lauren, do you remember me? Not a thing you want to hear at 4:30 in the morning.
Hair stand
and
up on
now
the back
I'm like,
neck,
I'm like, okay. And I look and thank God I remembered who he was. This guy that worked at a different radio station a long, long time ago.
It was Wally.
Luckily, he took care of himself. He looks the exact same as like 10, 15 years ago. Good for you, Jim. So, I couldn't believe that this person, this young man, would just absolutely have no clue that maybe he should stick around and see what happens when a strange man walks in and there's a woman alone with him in the lobby.
Wasn't Hardy, right?
Oh, no, it wasn't Hardy. No. So, you know, it just was like, I don't know. Am I wrong here? I just think that women.
No, I understand.
I just have to tell you guys that women are constantly afraid of being alone with another guy because you're all dangerous. And so,
well, that's very
but
true.
Especially yeah. a stranger at 4:30 in the morning. And I'm stunned. Then I thought, if I was younger, would he have stuck around?
Would you judge this person, you know, this other employee in the building, as a person who is socially awkward?
No. I don't think, I mean, not any more than anybody in radio. Y'all are weird.
Okay.
But, you know, I just think a regular person. And even if you're socially awkward, safety. I'm not asking for a conversation.
No, I understand. You just would like to have some backup.
Like, you know, a buddy system,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't think, as the guy his age, I don't think he thinks about that at all.
Yeah, because he's younger.
I think you're
just,
right.
You know. Young guy, just
I know.
Right in.
And I know that
we
with all seen, your faults,
we have
you
never,
guys would have totally stayed and been like.
That's true. But guys have never been in a situation in your shoes.
No, you don't live
and they don't even register with them.
You know, you don't carry your little key in between your fingers when you're going to your
party. I do. I'm a fraidy cat.
Yeah. But, you know, you just don't. Like, it's just one of those things where. He had an opportunity to help, and he totally left me by myself.
He failed miserably.
I think that in the future that happens, I think you should call him out on it.
What would I say?
We just did.
Hey.
I mean, at
the moment, say, hey, hold that door for me, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I need a little help here, okay?
Right. Yeah, I was too busy, like, saying, wondering who this guy was saying, Lauren, do you remember me?
Plus, you don't know the other guy's name either.
I know!
Oh, how embarrassing.
So you knew the stranger, but not the guy you work with.
There you go.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Well, conspiracy theories abound all around, surrounding the Rob Gronkowski announced retirement from the Patriots and the National Football League. And it kind of spilled over into the wrestling at the Garden last night, Monday Night Raw. And we were just talking about wrestling.
Yeah, Raw, you know, he's been part of WWE before.
Yep.
Rock, and there was a lot swirling around yesterday. We talked to Elias about it. Big
WrestleMania is coming up.
WrestleMania. Yeah, big. And we were just talking with each other about, you know, wrestling. And wrestling, Brian, you pretty much described it, what it really is.
Well, yeah, I watched some Monday Night Raw last night. It's a big, sweaty, you know, soap opera.
It is. It's a pretty soap much. Opera. Yeah.
Yes, it's like Real Housewives with more hair on their back.
And less violence.
Yeah, precisely.
That's true.
And then last night at the Garden, everybody was wondering if Gronk was going to show up.
Yeah.
And WWE's Leo Rush, he was talking a little bit of smack to the Irishman Finn Balor, and this is what he had to say.
See, Finn, you should have just quit while you were ahead. You really should have. Now you are going to be forced to leave the game as a beaten, broken, hot piece of garbage like Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
Way to win over the crowd.
Oh. And then the crowd boom. Yeah. And then the crowd goes nuts.
Oh, the heel.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It is. It's just a big soap opera.
It's crazy. I don't understand.
But then Brian pointed out, and I think you're absolutely correct, about Willie McGinnis and what he had to say.
Yeah, well, Gronk never showed up last night either.
Right, yeah.
He never showed up on
because we thought he was going to, you know, the timing of the retirement announcement, then he was going to show up on Monday Night Raw.
Watched until I couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah. I'm glad he didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then.
He's got options.
Yeah.
People start talking about
this
theory.
There are a lot of theories, and Willie McGinnis was ahead of the curve on this one. Who did you see? Peter King wrote something about it yesterday?
Well, Peter King wrote that Drew Rosenhaus, who's Gronk's agent, said,
right.
You know what? Maybe Gronk comes out of retirement midway through the season.
Yeah. And this is what Willie McGinnis said 2 weeks ago
on
NFL Network.
Catch this.
You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back.
Whoa. That was 2 weeks ago. Oh, wow. The plot thickens, does
it? I don't know. We thought that about Wally, too.
That's a good point. Nobody thought that about Wally.
Okay. And other stuff. Not a great night.
NFL Network says Gronk had already signed or agreed to a deal with a TV or film company before the Super Bowl, indicating he knew that he was going to retire. Meanwhile, your Super Bowl champion Patriots will open the season on Sunday Night Football on September 8th against a yet-to-be-announced opponent. The Bears and Packers open the 100th NFL season Thursday night, September 5th. Bruins blew a 4-2 third-period lead. Yeah. They lose to the Lightning 5-4 in Tampa. Celts in Cleveland tonight looking to snap their four-game losing streak. Kyrie will sit out to rest.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, so here's the great quandary this morning on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. How young is too young?
Get specific.
Okay. I don't know. I guess you have to ask Steven Tyler. Okay. How young
finish
is too
that
young?
Sentence.
To take a kid to a movie, like a horror movie, Us, which
like
was the biggest
film.
Movie for all the weekend.
Like,
okay.
Let's call it what it is. It's a slasher film, basically.
Yep, it is.
And then a psychological thriller on top of it.
And it could mess you up.
Yes,
mess
exactly.
You up permanently. Yeah.
I think it depends on the kid because each kid is different. Like, I would never, and I don't think I'll ever take Lucy to a horror movie in her entire life because it would really mess her up. My father took me to see The Shining with my brother when I was 10. I'm not normal.
Okay, so this is beginning to explain a lot already. Okay, so you're 10 years old. You go see The Shining.
Can I just tell you like how scared I was from that film for a long, long time?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who was the guy? Scatman Crothers, was that his name?
Yep.
You see an axe to the head, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
And then the blood, I remember the worst part was the blood coming off of the...
The elevators?
The elevators.
Ooh, yeah.
That just burned in my memory.
Red rum has always bothered me.
Yeah,
lipstick.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I think 10 is too young, just from personal experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, my 9-year-old would not, he's not into horror movies. He's just like me.
Okay.
We're frightened of everything.
Yep.
But my 5-year-old... She loves Jaws. It's one of her favorite movies.
So that's a little crazy.
Well, we don't let her watch the very first scene.
Oh, that's like the least violent.
But it's pretty.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Yeah,
that is
no
creepy.
More night swimming for Lila.
Yeah. Maybe I should look. But, and also, her favorite scene in that is, you know, when Quint gets eaten at the
end. Yes, I know.
That's kind
of spoiler alert.
Each kid is different.
Cartoonish, you know. Yes, I mean, it's exactly. Really.
So you're vacationing in Chatham this summer.
Okay.
We went there last summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
did.
It was great.
It was so funny.
Yeah. We had such a great time.
We found a coworker who took a 9-year-old to see Us.
His daughter.
Okay, now we're not going to throw anybody into the bus, so we'll call him Bob.
Okay.
Right, okay, so here we go.
I was thinking I really want to see that movie, and I have a 9-year-old.
Couldn't find a babysitter?
No, she loves horror movies, so I thought, you know, she's used to it. But we saw it on an IMAX, so it was a giant screen, lots of loud noises. And
what happened?
We left 20 minutes in.
You were afraid?
I wasn't afraid.
Oh, she was afraid.
Okay. Maybe a little bit.
DSS hasn't shown up, have they?
No, but probably after this, yes.
The movie that... messed you up more than any would be The Shining, then.
No, Halloween messed me up the most, but The Shining was like, I actually was like, Dad, I think Mom would not approve my mother's away that weekend. You know what? I just remembered my sister, we took my little sister, she was probably 8 years old, to Poltergeist. And she and
what?
She was like this little blonde. And yeah, we took her, and she was like this little cute blonde, just like the protagonist in the movie. And she, no joke, burst into tears, and we made her stay.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
You are under arrest.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are out for a leisurely stroll when they come across an opening in the woods and discover an abandoned mine shaft. And we hear...
Hey, Ephus, look how deep that hole is.
Say, why don't we throw a stone down there and find out how deep it really is?
All right. Boy, that must be deep. I didn't even hear a thing.
Tell you what, let's throw a big rock down there. I bet we'll hear that.
Right.
Here we go.
Wow, that must be deep. I didn't hear it hit bottom either.
Me neither. We need something really big.
How about this big old railroad tie over here?
Let's Good idea.
Lemonifa struggle mightily to move the huge railroad tie to the edge of the opening in the ground and finally make it and shove it in. Suddenly, as if from nowhere, a large goat flies past the two and ends up going directly down the hole. And a stranger comes out of the woods, and we hear...
Say, you fellas, anybody see a goat around here?
Well, as a matter of fact, one just dumped down in that hole.
Well, that can't be my goat.
Why not?
Because my goat was tied to a huge railroad tie.
Thanks again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so I'm betting this is something you've never heard before. This is a seagull sound-alike contest.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
All right, so there's this contest. You want to hear these. These are human beings. These are not seagulls. These are human beings imitating seagulls. Here we go.
Wow.
That's a good one. That one got a fry.
Wow. There's competition going on.
I enjoyed the sound of a seagull, so I want to create it for myself. So I practice a little bit, and yeah, it's a really fun sound, but it's also a difficult sound to create. Overwhelming. Wow. I can't know how to describe it. It's like, it's very amazing. I didn't thought I would win this competition. It was just for fun, and this is the result, so yeah, it's awesome.
That competition is in Belgium, by the way, and those people are crazy. But I feel like, I mean, one of the things is that they said is that it's actually, you have to pay attention to nature, so like there's actually like a skill set that's involved.
Do you do animal sounds?
well.
Come on, I know you do animal sounds.
Not in public.
What about? A lot of those are involuntary.
Come on, do an animal sound.
I don't really do an animal
Anybody
sound.
Anybody doing?
That's a good dog.
Good. I know Lauren does an excellent cow.
I could do a cow.
Okay, go ahead. Really? Go ahead.
Okay.
Wow, what'd you do to that cow? Put down those bricks.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's your best animal sound? Okay.
What about you, Brian? Do you do it?
He's got the best.
Yeah. I can do a dolphin.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, do the dolphin. Come on, do the dolphin. That's good. Yeah, like... You know,
that's
if you can do a dolphin,
good.
You can do you, know. You can do a seagull.
You could probably.
I don't know.
You
just need to practice different,
on. It's an octave level range.
It's a different. Yeah,
okay, what's your best animal sound? 617-931-1057.
Wow, I can't wait to answer the phone.
617-931-1057. What is your best animal sound? And don't forget, we got the dirty laundry coming up here.
I already told you it was going to be in there, but you want me to tell you again?
Yeah, what's going up on dirty laundry?
All right. Someone's been sexting a playmate while dating the star, and is it annoying when a model brags that she can fit into a 25-year-old dress? Yes, it is, Elizabeth Hurley.
Okay. Hang on. Wow. What's happening?
That's a dog-eat-dog world.
Hang on. Let me just check and see.
Hey, oh, wow. We got lots of
You do an animal?
Oh, God. Okay. What?
Go on. Go on. You do an animal. What you do?
It means it's 720.
I don't do an animal, but you got to freak my dog out.
Okay. Wow. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Oh, Ted.
I'm sorry
Ted.
For anybody what listening animal? Who has a dolphin, too.
What do you do, Ted?
Hi, good morning. I do a lamb.
A lamb. Well, okay, fire away. That's not bad.
Oh, that's very
bad.
That's not bad. Okay, not bad. Okay, what animal do you do? Thank you. Have a great day.
Be more specific. Can you imitate an animal?
Okay. Okay. Hey, you do an animal. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What, what animal do you do?
Hi. I could do a monkey.
A monkey. Oh. Okay. Monkey.
Ready?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hope you didn't throw anything at the phone.
Okay. Okay. So, Dave, what do you do, Dave?
I can do a donkey.
A donkey. Okay. Fire away.
Okay. Here we go.
This is hilarious.
Dave, that's talent.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Dominic. Wow.
Okay, we got Rob, what do you, Rob, what do you do?
Jeez. I do a pigeon.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, fire away.
Huh.
That's a good pigeon.
That's a
I'm
good
telling
one.
I am telling you, yeah. Boston has
wow.
talent,
oh,
friends.
Wow.
Mike Tyson would love you.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Steven Tyler, who turns, oh my God, 71 today.
Wow.
So,
doesn't mean he has to get an older girlfriend now?
No. Actually, younger. I think that's
younger
how it works.
Girlfriend. Yes. Ah, yeah,
the inverse.
Yep. Upgrade, yeah.
Okay, we've got sexting scandal. Yeah. A model who still fits into a dress that's 25 years old. Good for you. Someone's pregnant. Ooh. And worldwide wrestling information. So first up, let's talk about my least favorite story of the day. Because I really want J-Lo to find happiness, but she just continues to date the wrong people. Apparently, A-Rod has been sexting a former playmate weeks before getting engaged to J-Lo. I'm very upset about this. Woman, Zoe Gregory, she's 44. The ex-Yankee sent her a photo of his equipment with a text asking for names of fun girls for me and him. He was being like a dirty dog. He seemed like a needy, horny bloke, Gregory told the newspaper. Oh. And if he's doing this right up to the point where he's proposing to her, it's just not fair.
Maybe Jose Canseco's right again.
I know. Right. Exactly. Jose Canseco had said that A-Rod was sexting his ex-wife, and Jose Canseco was a little bit volatile and a little crazy on Twitter, but there's always a little truth in what he says.
Yeah, it's odd.
So I don't know. And, you know, A-Rod. Who?
She Jose's wife. Ex-wife.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, of course, yeah. Because she doesn't want to, like...
Sure, yeah.
She wants everything to be fine. So anyway, I'm really upset. Like, I know everyone hates A-Rod for other, like, baseball-y reasons, but now I hate him because he's a jerk. And you know this is true. I feel like it's true. It smacks of truth.
But I still look back and say, thank you, Jason Veritek.
Oh, God, what a day.
Great moves. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to look that up.
He was getting all baseball. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. I was getting all baseball. Yeah.
July 2004.
Okay, so that's Elizabeth right. Hurley, you remember she dated Hugh Grant back in the day, and she wore to his 1994 Four Weddings and a Funeral premiere. She wore a Versace dress that was insane. It was like, it had all the safety pins. Do you guys remember this? Up the side.
Oh,
and it was plunging neckline. It was the talk of the town before anybody wore a dress like that. Well, anyway, thanks, Elizabeth. She just told Variety magazine that she can still fit in that dress. But
excuse me.
I think that
sound that catty.
No, she can fit in that dress. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
It's annoying when people say, because I just looked at my Facebook memories, and 4 years ago to this day, I made the biggest mistake of my life. The biggest mistake of my life.
Huge.
Yep. Huge. I tried on my prom dress.
Yep.
It was so awful. I did not have an Elizabeth Hurley moment.
You were in the dumps for like a month after that.
A month? I'm still upset.
Yeah, I
still can't even look at my prom pictures without crying.
Oh, it'll fit you now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Alanis Morissette is pregnant with her third
child. Get out of town.
She's 44. I mean, that's like good news, everybody. So excited for her. This is her third kid. She's got like, they're all under like six. Good luck with that. And then finally, I just want to mention that worldwide wrestling, WrestleMania, there will be a women's match for the very first time ever. I know.
Is that right?
I feel like we burned our bras for this. But, so the Raw Women's Championship match with Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch will take place April 7th during WrestleMania 35.
It's going to be a cage match.
Yeah, I think you got to read that a little differently.
I don't want to.
You, come on.
I can't.
Come on,
I'll pretend I'm like the Hulk in my prom dress.
There you go.
The championship match will be held at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's how I felt in my prom dress.
Okay.
More 80s,
more variety,
all day
and all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, everybody, it's time to get serious here on the Lauren and Wally Show and play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have our contestant, our player on the line this morning. Diane Rosla is her name. She's from Hudson, New Hampshire. She is a nurse.
Oh.
Love nurses. Morning. How you doing this morning?
Very good. LB, I hope you're in a good mood because I need some easy questions.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so y'all pumped up. By the way, did you get all dressed up for the show today?
Yes.
Good.
Good. Early just for this.
You have one of those blue scrubs on?
No, I don't have to wear scrubs anymore.
Oh, nice. Fun. Yeah.
You don't work at Spear Memorial, do you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
Okay, Diane, now here's what's going to happen. Over the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to give you 10 cream puff easy questions.
Cream puff. Yeah,
complete just softball. She's going to lob them up to you. All you have to do is get all 10 of them correct. You can pass at any time. You can come back, pick them up to save time. You've got to get them all right within 60 seconds. Are you ready to play?
I'm absolutely ready.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
Does the sun set in the east or the west?
West.
How many flavors of ice cream does Baskin-Robbins serve at any given time?
31.
What does Clark Kent do for a living when he's not Superman?
He's a reporter.
What Motown star was blinded after being born 6 weeks premature?
Ooh, Stevie Wonder?
What two animals are the symbols of the U.S. Democrats and Republicans?
Ooh, the donkey and the elephant.
In baseball, which number references the shortstop?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Who designed the famous green dress Jennifer Lopez wore to the Grammy Awards?
Prada.
What is the name of Prince William's first son?
Harry? No.
Oh!
Time has expired. Well, you didn't.
Yeah, you did really well.
Didn't get to all of them, but you missed two. Okay.
Yeah, you missed two.
Yeah, we'll review for you. Here we go.
You missed three, right? Did she get William? I didn't hear this.
No.
Okay. Well, the name of Prince William's first son is George. The person who designed the famous green dress Jennifer Lopez wore to the Grammy Awards, Versace. And in baseball, which number references the shortstop? This was my hardest question in my estimation.
It was. Yes, it was.
6. But 4 was close. Better than 2.
Well, you did better than I thought. So I'm
you did a great job. And you were calm and collected. And you're a nurse, though. You're supposed to be.
You see all kinds of bad stuff happening around you all the time. So you did a very good job. We got a great prize for
you. Oh, thank you, guys. You're encouraging.
Okay, we got a family four pack of passes to see Dumbo, the all
so
new
good.
Live action adventure from Disney and visionary director Tim Burton. Tim Burton,
oh, that's great,
amazing guy. Dumbo flies into theaters everywhere this coming Friday. Thank you very much.
You're going to cry. Yeah. You're going to cry, oh, cry,
we are
cry.
Gonna make you cry.
It's so sad, Dumbo. Right? Anyway, but have a good time.
Okay. You think she isn't crying enough just missing out on $1,000?
But she was close.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I'm going on a trip. I could have used it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where are you going? Hey, where are you going?
South Carolina.
Oh, fun. Where in South Carolina?
In Charleston.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. You have to go to this restaurant called Eat a Fig. It's so good. The gnocchi, I almost passed out. My husband ordered two. Two.
Okay, so
Eat a Fig?
Be sure to eat some.
Down.
Yeah, pass out. Okay, have a great time out there. Yeah,
thank you so much.
And it had nothing to do with what she was eating. I can tell you that. Okay, hey, thanks for playing the game. Have a good day today. And anybody else, you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds from Century Bank? You got to enter to play. Log on to WROR.com.
80s
stories and more.
1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So what is your go-to drink when you're, or your go-to food when you've been drinking? Do you have a particular one that you prefer?
I really like Crab Rangoon. Like, it's a special treat, though, because you don't usually have that laying around the house. But
so what do you have to do while you're drinking at a Chinese restaurant, or what's
the
deal?
Well, just order in. You know, there's Uber Eats. But, yeah, Crab Rangoon, it's just the perfect combination of, like, fried and then cream cheese. And then if you dip it in the sauce, it's sweet. And then the next thing you know, you're passed out with cream cheese on your face.
Face down. In wow. Some Mugu Bai Pan. So, okay, look. They did a big study on this, and they found. Now, Hank told me, what is yours? Your favorite?
Pizza all the way.
Pizza all the way.
Doughy
yeah.
stuff. Maybe some bread and butter once the pizza's gone. You know,
bread and butter,
like on
really?
A sub roll,
like a purist
or French bread. Yeah.
Just get right into bread and butter.
I convince, as many carbs as you can get.
I convince myself it's going to suck up all that bad stuff inside me.
It's better than eating a sponge,
right?
But very similar,
right?
Tastier yeah. in yeah. most cases. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go-to is definitely pizza because it's got the grease factor because you want something greasy.
Lines the digestive system, grease does.
Technically, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But one time I did, back in the day, like when I was in college, there was a 24-pack of tacos.
Oh, my God.
The Taco Bell sold like in a box.
You didn't.
I did.
Really?
24. See you later.
What happened to you the next day?
I think I know.
Nobody wants to
know. I think you're right.
But it was delicious at the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm like, I want another one. And then all of a sudden, there were 24.
They were all gone.
They were all gone. Where'd they all go?
You know, one time my friends and I, we did a round robin sort of thing where we went to every single fast food place in one, like within an hour. It was like Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, and I think a Subway. The funny thing is we weren't drunk.
Now that's sad. That's really sad.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
1057 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Hey, Kay, so how's everybody? How you doing on your brackets? Yeah? You hanging in there in your brackets? Not so well, huh?
So-so.
No, not so good.
Not busted yet, but... Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
I got 13 of the 16, Sweet 16. Felt good.
Okay, let me see. Sweet 16 begins Friday night.
Thursday night.
Is it Thursday night?
Thursday, okay. Friday, Sweet 16.
Okay, and...
I'm like in last place.
Did I read someplace that somebody has a perfect bracket so far?
Yeah. I guess there's it's perfect through the first 48 games. The previous best start on record, at least, was 39 games, and overall the record is correctly picking at 54 of the 63 games, but it's impossible to have a perfect bracket, it seems. What's it, like 1 in 9 billion or something?
Something like that.
1 in 281 trillion.
Is that it?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of numbers.
You got a better chance of hitting Powerball tomorrow night.
Right.
That's 750 million. I'll take the Powerball. I'd rather have that than the perfect bracket. Thanks very much.
I feel like I'd like the perfect bracket because then you like have bragging rights for the rest of your life.
Yeah, $750 million, you can buy bragging rights for the rest of your life.
You still have no money.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm not really good at economics. I got a D.
And speaking of March Madness, 30 vasectomies. Is this right, Hank?
Vasectomies go up 30% during March Madness because guys can watch basketball on TV.
Just sit around and chill out and do nothing.
Yeah, they have some time and something to do.
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to getting your brackets busted, though,
yep.
doesn't it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so.
So much to say.
So much to say, yes.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.